With SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. A man who is suspected of last weekend's shooting at Brown University has been found dead this evening in a New Hampshire storage facility. That's according to a law enforcement official who spoke with the AP. Investigators believe the man is responsible for both the shooting at Brown on Saturday and the killing of an MIT professor who was fatally shot in his Brookline home 2 days later. At this hour, authorities have not formally confirmed a connection between those two shootings. NASCAR is mourning the loss of retired race driver Greg Biffle. He, his wife, and their two children were among the seven people killed today when their small plane crashed in North Carolina. The Trump administration is moving to cut off certain medical procedures for transgender children. Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. announced the new proposals.
The first rule will bar hospitals that participate in Medicare and Medicaid, which is almost every hospital, from performing these dangerous and harmful procedures. The second rule prohibits the federal Medicaid dollars from funding the sex-rejecting procedures on minors.
Kennedy said that such care is not medicine, it is malpractice. Ukrainian President Zelensky is once again calling on the United States to pressure Russia to end its invasion of his country.
I really count on pressure from the United States. And now United States more mediating, it's true. It's true, they're mediating between us. But I really wanted very much them more steps pressuring Russia, because I think that Putin doesn't want to stop this war, but he can. If United States will pressure more.
U.S. officials have been meeting with Ukrainian and European officials this week ahead of weekend talks in Florida between the Trump administration and a top Russian envoy. This is SRN News. Correspondent Michael Harrington reports that G.K. Chesterton was right.
He said, when men stop believing in God, they don't believe in nothing, they believe in anything. And a new poll from Baylor University seems to support that contention. With Christianity in decline in the U.S., belief in magic amongst the general public has spiked to 25%. A little over half of Americans believe in ghosts, and about half think it's possible to communicate with the dead. And a third think that inanimate objects have spirits. Michael Harrington reporting.
A leading Muslim civil rights group is suing Florida Governor Ron DeSantis over his order designating it a foreign terrorist organization. The Council on American Islamic Relations, which has more than 20 chapters across the U.S., has been accused of having ties to Hamas and the Muslim Brotherhood, charges its leadership denies. The lawsuit asks a federal judge to declare the order unlawful. This is SRN News. A newly passed defense spending bill includes federal recognition of the Lumbee Tribe of North Carolina.
Recognition comes after more than a century of efforts and decades of congressional consideration. Federal recognition provides access to resources like federal dollars, grants, and the Indian Health Service. It also allows the tribe to put land into trust. The tribe faced opposition from some tribal leaders. They questioned the Lumbee's historic and genealogical claims. The Lumbee tribe has been recognized by North Carolina since 1885, has about 60,000 members. Rich Thomason, Washington.
A federal judge has ordered the Trump administration to reinstate roughly 300 federal workers it fired during the government shutdown, but she put the ruling on hold to allow an appeal. The judge said the funding bill that ended the shutdown required that those employees be reinstated. More at SRNnews.com.